I came to know the Lord between the age of 10 and 13. I had always grown up going to a church. My parents were very involved. We lived a mile away, and so anytime the doors were open, we were there. So I grew up hearing the gospel in Sunday school, in VBS, from the pulpit. There was never really a time where I didn't understand what the gospel was or who Jesus was. But I was a very, very fearful child. I feared man and damnation more than anything else. Just as a little antidote, so you understand how much I feared man. In preschool, it took me 6 months to talk to an adult. I spoke through my brother for those entire 6 months. And some people might say that's just shy, but I know from my life that it was a clear fear of man that prevented me from doing those things. And so, because I feared man so much, whenever there was a pastor or a revivalist or a speaker getting towards the end and having some sort of a call to invitation or going through a prayer or talking through how to be saved, they would always talk about praying and committing your life to the Lord, but then they'd ask you to stand up or raise your hand if you made a decision. And so I feel like I prayed a prayer and went through the walk between me and God dozens of times in my early years. But I would never stand up or raise my hand or identify myself as someone who is changing their life. And I really think that gradually changed between the ages of 10 and 13. I don't remember what age I was at this point, but I remember clearly a time sitting in the back of my dad's pickup. And I must have done something bad that day because I was pretty introspective in thinking about things. And we were at a certain stoplight on Winchester Road at the Man of War intersection in Lexington, Kentucky. And I think it's there that I really realized what Jesus' sacrifice and offering on the cross meant for me and what it meant for a changed life. And of course, being young and still very fearful, even as well as gradually being saved and like actually bearing fruit, I never imagined walking down to the front of the church and becoming baptized. So I didn't for years. It took the challenge of a lady whose name I don't even remember, who was visiting and a chaperone at some youth lock-in we had between eighth grade and freshman year. Who just said, "So you're a believer, right?" And I said, "Yeah." And she says, "Well, why haven't you been baptized?" And I was like, "I don't know." So she challenged me to become baptized. And so that Sunday, I went down and I told my youth pastor I want him to dunk me. And so shortly after that, I was baptized and brought into membership. Throughout my high school career, I battled with the flesh as new temptations and pleasures of the world came about. I was surrounded by a community who was not great at confession or public repentance. I grew up in a family where forgiveness wasn't necessarily asked for, but assumed, which isn't great if you need to confess sins. So there were two men in high school who really started pouring into me, my brother, and my best friend who was recently saved when I was baptized. And they taught us about confession. I remember times going home and crying because they would just lay into us about needing to confess our sin and forgive one another. And it's through these two brothers, Cameron and Ryan, that I really started to, for the first time, grow in my understanding of the gospel, the Lord, and just how the Bible works. And later in high school, me and my friend Jacob felt a desire to go into vocational ministry. So we both set our eyes upon boys, and that's what initially brought me to Louisville in fall of 2012. I thought I knew everything coming into college, but it became very apparent to me very quickly that I don't understand anything. And so I was humbled my first semester and two at Boyce. And then I had older men, Spencer Harmon, Jordan Nelson, who just began to mentor me and disciple me and help show me what the Bible says about the Lord even more and what it says about his church. Now, I didn't come to Emmanuel in 2012. I actually went to Hurstbourne Baptist Church for a year and served with them at their youth group. And then eventually I went to Alabama, where I'm not from, but that's often where people think I'm from, to serve an internship for a year, pretty much from May to December of 2013. And it was there I've really started to see what a biblical church ought to look like, and defining markers of that, and saw some of my first glimpse of truly gifted and spirit-wrought preaching there. So when I came back, I had many friends who were going to Emmanuel. So in 2014, I started to come to Emmanuel. And it took me about 6 months to actually get a membership interview, and that worked for me to come in and become a member of Emmanuel. But for those 6 months, I was blown away by Emmanuel. I remember distinctly remembering the pastoral prayers and the way they just called about not just Bible students to love the Lord and not just people to love the Lord generally, but Ben Hedrick's calls to vocation and to callings. Those prayers in the pastoral prayer greatly drew me to Emmanuel. And then I went to Patrick Shiner's GCG, and I did not understand GCGs at all. There's this woman, many of you may know, Chelsea Stone, who would greet me and give me a hug and ask me all kinds of personal questions, and I couldn't remember this lady's name for the life of me. So it was a pretty jarring experience being brought into a community at Emmanuel. And Emmanuel has really seen me grow from a young, zealous, single man, quick to jump in and do things, to a married man with two young children. It was at Emmanuel that I met my wife, Lydia. It was at Emmanuel that we had our wedding. And it's at Emmanuel I've seen my family grow in serving the Lord and understanding what our individual callings are in our community. It's at Emmanuel I think I really learned how to pray and to ask God for impossible or seemingly impossible things. The prayer rooms have been a big mark on my life, and if someone comes to Emmanuel, the first thing I ask them is that if they're planning on going to a prayer room, because you might enjoy the service and you might enjoy any of the programs we have, but if you really want to understand the heartbeat of Emmanuel, a lot of that happens within our prayer rooms. So that's actually one of the things I appreciate most about Emmanuel is the way we devote ourselves to prayer. At our corporate gatherings. I've grown to love GCGs more and more, and the distinct individual communities and life on life that they have us share. I was brought into the Hedrick Parmley GCG as a young 20-year-old man and thrust into a herd of children, and I love that. I was not super outgoing and wasn't gonna initiate friendships, but wrestling with children is a good way to get to know people's parents, because you get to know them quite fast when you entertain their children. Besides that, I don't think I have anything left to share. The only thing is a misnomer. I'm from Kentucky, not Alabama. So just remember that and we'll be all good.